More than a century ago, Taylor Mountain at Santa Rosa's southern edge was a popular destination for visitors who came for the views and the hot spring baths. The 1906 earthquake changed the underground water flows, so the springs are mostly gone, but the views remain.
The vistas there extend all the way up the Santa Rosa Plain, almost to Healdsburg, and all the way across to the coastal mountain ranges. When you look on the backside, you can also see all of Bennett Valley. You can see Annadel State Park. You can see Gunsight Rock. Galvin Park is visible from there. So you really have 360-degree panoramic views of quite a bit of the county.
That's Mark Cleveland, a senior planner for Sonoma County Regional Parks, which is preparing to open 1,100 acres on Taylor Mountain to public use beginning Saturday. This is land, 5 adjoining parcels, that has been acquired over the past 18 years by the Sonoma County Open Space and Ag Preservation District. And right now, Cleveland says, that pretty much describes it.
The main thing right now is to get the park open and to develop trail systems so people can just go out there and start hiking.
About 4 miles of trails are on the site now, but that's going to grow exponentially as the park is built out over the next couple of decades.
The trails will be designed at about 10%. There'll be some that'll be harder because some people want a little more challenge. I think they're figuring somewhere between 17 and 21 miles of trails when we're all built out. They're all done as what we call a stacked loop system so that you can do one loop one day, and if you feel a little more frisky the next, you can do a longer loop. A lot of different challenges.
The Open Space District spent about $21 million to purchase the park lands. The county has invested another $500,000 preparing what Cleveland calls a robust master plan for the entire site.
The park's designed so that all the major development is at the trailhead, so at least most of the interior areas of the park open for wildlife and just for trail use. So the concept is to develop the trailheads, and the trailheads have a lot of facilities besides the parking and picnic areas. The historic compound area, which we call the old Taylor Homestead, that area we have a lot of things planned. A visitor center, we have a bed and breakfast in the plan right now, a cafe. We also have camping and event areas for weddings and family gatherings and reunions and things like that.
Getting all that into place will take a while. It depends a lot on the availability of additional park development grant funds. But the first project, to begin construction in the next few months, will be the creation of a second public access point off Petaluma Hill Road.
We have received funding to develop a second large trailhead on Petaluma Hill Road. That's going to provide equestrian parking, parking for another 50 cars, some family picnic sites, what we call a natural play area, and then also do a group picnic area that will provide some revenue for the parks.
The expanse of open mountaintop is home to a lot of native wildlife, from endangered red-legged frogs to bobcats, even mountain lions. So walking alone around dawn or dusk is not advised. But Cleveland says visitors can also expect to see some much more common creatures, cattle.
They're only grazing about 100 head of cattle right now, and it's 1,100 acres. So after we've taken out the areas they won't graze, which are mainly the trailheads, there's still about 100 acres per cow. So there's a good fire suppression. It's good for some rejuvenation of wildflowers and other things, and there's some other benefits associated with grazing as well.
Following a ribbon-cutting ceremony this Friday afternoon, the park will be open to all, including leashed dogs, as of Saturday morning. Admission is free, but parking costs $7, at least for those who have not already purchased their annual Regional Parks Pass. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.